This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syria's state news agency says Turkish forces and their allies attacked Syrian government troops in northeastern Syria on Thursday. They also clashed with Kurdish-led fighters. This is U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is criticizing Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria. AP's Sagar Magani has more from the Pentagon.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation.
Calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. Sky News is reporting Britain's government will take the first steps towards calling an early national election. Ministers will submit a motion to Parliament, which would be discussed early next week. Prime Minister Boris Johnson cannot call an election without Parliament agreeing to it first and has already had two attempts rejected by the opposition Labour Party. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. Police raided two sites in Northern Ireland and questioned a truck driver as officers investigate the death of 39 people found in a container at an industrial park in southeastern Britain. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The truck and the trailer with the people inside apparently took separate circuitous journeys before ending up on the grounds of Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, 25 miles east of London on the River Thames. British police said they believe the container went from the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium to Purfleet, England, where it arrived early Wednesday. A National Crime Agency assessment report on serious and organized crime last year said there was a greater focus on rising smuggler numbers in Belgium after the closure of the Dunkirk migrant camp in 2017. Zaria Shackley, London.
Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Trump are demanding that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports that congressional Republicans are mounting a counterattack, objecting to secrecy surrounding the House impeachment inquiry.
They're trying to argue that Democrats are doing all of these interviews behind closed doors, that they're blocking Republicans, the public, from seeing what's happening here. The reality of the situation is that there are Republicans who are on the relevant committees who are able to be in these closed-door interviews. There are Republicans who have been in these closed-door interviews.
That's AP's Julie Pace. Spanish authorities removed General Francisco Franco's remains from a state mausoleum on Thursday, seeking to exorcise the ghost of a dictator whose legacy still divides the country more than four decades after his death. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
From the Valley of the Fallen to a private family vault in Madrid, dictator Francisco Franco's remains were exhumed and transported by helicopter amid tight security and in virtual secrecy on Thursday. With media banned, the ceremony was witnessed by a select few: Spain's justice minister, a forensics expert, a priest, and 22 of Franco's descendants. His eldest grandson, Francisco Franco, labelled the operation a political ploy by the governing Socialist Party. Facing a national election next month, the socialists have long sought to exhume Franco, who unleashed the civil war that killed around 500,000 people in the 1930s, and move him to a less controversial site.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is seeking to expand Moscow's clout in Africa by touting military aid and economic projects at the first-ever Russia-Africa summit. The summit underlined Russia's renewed bid for influence in resource-rich Africa. U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.